Welcome to Something to Help Me Sleep, your nighttime sanctuary where we delve into those swirling thoughts that keep us awake and together find ways to gently release them into the night. Tonight, we embrace a topic that's close to many hearts and often a whisper in our quietest moments: navigating the emotional waves following a breakup. In this safe place, we'll explore not just the heartache, but also the healing. Understanding that each of us may tread these tender paths at different paces and in varied ways. Whether tonight finds you nestled under your covers, seeking solace and sleep, or perhaps looking for a gentle distraction from those persistent thoughts of what was and what might have been, this episode is crafted with care for you. Let us take you through discussions that soothe, stories that inspire, and meditations that help mend the heart's quietest fractures. By the time our journey tonight concludes, may you find yourself a step closer to peace, your mind eased, and ready to wander through the comforting realms of restful sleep. Allow my voice to be your guide away from the ripples of daytime worries into the serene lull of nighttime tranquility. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and prepare to let go of the day as we step softly into the night together. As the night unfolds its soothing arms around us, let us gently address the heart of today's topic: breakups. It's a term that brings with it a cloud of emotions, from sadness to relief, from confusion to newfound clarity. The aftermath of a relationship's end can feel like a tumultuous sea within our hearts and minds. The pain of a breakup is, in many ways, a morning of possibilities, of the hopes and dreams we built alongside another. Psychologists liken this process to grieving, suggesting that it unfolds in various stages. First might come denial, where we find it hard to accept that the relationship has ended. Following closely may be anger, frustration at the circumstances, or perhaps at oneself or the other person involved. Bargaining often ensues, where we mentally negotiate ways in which things may have gone differently, followed by the deep valleys of sadness, and eventually, the gradual ascent towards acceptance. It's during these times, especially the quiet of the night, that our thoughts can become overwhelming, making sleep a distant hope rather than a soothing certainty. If you find yourself lying awake, revisiting conversations that can no longer be changed, know that this is a natural part of the healing journey. It's okay to feel these emotions. It's okay to let them surface before we learn to let them go. This grieving process is essential for healing. Just as the earth mourns the passing of winter, allowing the ground to thaw and prepare for new life, we too must allow ourselves to mourn the end of this relationship. This may involve tears, moments of reflection, or simply allowing yourself to feel the weight of sadness without resistance. It's okay to not be okay, to feel the rawness of your emotions, like a river flowing towards the sea, allowing your feelings to move through you, knowing that eventually they will find their way to a place of calm. And yet, even amidst the darkness, a flicker of light persists. This is the light of self-love, a beacon guiding us through the storm. Just as a lighthouse stands tall against the crashing waves, self-love provides an unwavering source of strength and support. Embrace self-care as a sanctuary, a place to nurture your wounded spirit, whether it's a warm bath, a comforting cup of tea, or a walk in nature. Find solace that works for you in activities that bring you peace and rejuvenation. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend, for you deserve nothing less. Remember that healing is not linear. There will be moments of progress and moments of regression, like the ebb and flow of the tide. Be patient with yourself and trust that with time and care, the wounds will mend, leaving behind scars that tell a story of resilience and strength. Just as the moon waxes and wanes, so too will your emotions. There will be nights of darkness, but also nights illuminated by the soft glow of hope. As you navigate this journey of healing, lean on the support of those who care for you. Surround yourself with the warmth of friendship and the comfort of understanding. Like a cozy blanket on a chilly night, allow the love of others to envelop you, reminding you that you are not alone. Share your story, your pain, and your triumph, for in the sharing you may find a connection that helps lighten your load. And in the quiet moments, when the world is still and the only sound is the gentle rhythm of your breath, turn inward. Listen to the whispers of your own wisdom, the voice that reminds you of your inherent worth and beauty. You are a being of infinite potential, with a heart that has the capacity to love deeply and fully. Trust in your resilience, your ability to rise from the ashes of heartbreak and emerge transformed. Every step, every breath, every night, you are moving forward, even if it doesn't feel that way. And right now, in this moment, as you listen to my voice, let it be a gentle reminder that you are not alone in this journey. Together, in this shared space of the night, we can find a little more peace, a little more solace, as we drift closer to sleep. Let us now transition into a space of deeper tranquility with a guided meditation designed to soothe and heal the heart. I invite you to find a comfortable position, perhaps lying down in your bed, surrounded by the soft embrace of your blankets, or seated in a cozy chair, wrapped in a warm throw. Close your eyes and allow my voice to be the gentle guide through this meditative journey. Begin now by taking a deep, slow breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely and holding it there for a moment at the top. Now exhale through your mouth, releasing not just the air but any tension you might be holding. With each breath, feel yourself sinking a little deeper into relaxation, your body growing heavier, more grounded. Focus on my voice and listen to my words as you continue to breathe deeply and evenly. Visualize yourself now in a serene garden at dusk. The sky is painted hues of deep blue and soft lavender, and around you, the gentle rustle of leaves creates a symphony of whispers. The air is cool and fresh, infused with the sweet fragrance of blooming flowers. With each breath, draw in this tranquility, letting it fill you with calm from head to toe. Imagine walking slowly along a winding path in this garden, your bare feet touching the cool grass, dewy and soft beneath your steps. Ahead of you, there's a small wooden bench, inviting you to sit and rest. As you make your way there, notice how the garden lovingly holds all your worries, your sadness, and your fears. It asks nothing of you, but to simply be. Once you reach the bench, sit down and look out over a small, tranquil pond. The water is smooth like a mirror, reflecting the twilight sky and the silhouettes of the trees, allowing yourself to feel a sense of connection to this peaceful scene as the calmness of the pond is echoing within you. Now let's send thoughts of kindness to ourselves. Place one hand on your heart and the other on your stomach. Feel the warmth of your own touch, silently or whispering softly to yourself. Say to yourself, I am worthy of peace. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of healing. Let these affirmations flow within your breath. Each inhale drawing them in deeper, each exhale releasing any remnants of doubt. I am worthy of peace. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of healing. Stay in this peaceful state for a few more moments, each breath deepening your relaxation. Each heartbeat, a gentle reminder of your resilience and strength. When you feel ready, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing some lightness back into your body. Become aware of your body, sitting in your chair or lying in your bed, and carry with you the tranquility of the garden. As we conclude this meditation, hold on to the calm and quiet confidence it has nurtured in you. Night is a time for rest, not just for the body, but also for the heart. May this meditation serve as a balm, smoothing over the rough edges of the day and leading you to a night of peaceful, restorative sleep. As we continue to float in this serene state, let's now drift into the final portion of our time together tonight, the sleep story. This evening, I've chosen a tale that embodies themes of renewal and personal discovery, perfect for accompanying us into the world of dreams. Settle in, let your body sink deeper into comfort, and allow my voice to transport you into a place where new beginnings bloom with promise. Imagine yourself in a quaint village, nestled among the rolling hills where cobblestone streets wind their way between ivy-covered cottages, and the air carries the scent of wood smoke and freshly baked bread. Here the pace of life moves gently, and the villagers greet each other with smiles as warm as the afternoon sun. In this village lives a character named Elian, a kind-hearted soul known for his wisdom and quiet strength. Elian, much like some of us, has recently experienced a profound change in his life. A long relationship that he cherished deeply has come to an end. While his heart is heavy, he knows the importance of moving forward, of finding light in the midst of shadows. One crisp autumn morning, as golden leaves danced playfully in the breeze, Elian decided to embark on a journey through the mystical forest that borders the village. The forest, known to the locals as Whisperwood, was said to have magical properties, able to soothe troubled spirits and reveal one's true path. As Elian walked under the ancient trees, their leaves a canopy of reds, oranges and yellows, he felt a gentle peace settle over him. The soft murmur of the wind through the branches seemed to whisper encouragement to him, and the crunch of leaves underfoot kept a comforting rhythm. Deeper into the forest, Elian came upon a clearing where the sun broke through the trees, casting dappled patterns on the forest floor. There, in the heart of the clearing, stood an old oak tree, grand and wise. Its massive trunk was carved with the names and symbols left by travellers through the ages, each a testament to a journey of healing and discovery. Drawn to the tree, Elian touched the rough bark, and in that moment, a sense of understanding filled him. He realized that each ending was also a beginning, that every step away from his past was a step towards a new, hopeful future. Inspired, he carved his own initials in the tree, alongside a symbol of a rising sun, a promise to himself to embrace the coming days with courage and optimism. As night begins to fall and the first star appeared in the lavender sky, Elian made his way back to the village. With each step, his heart felt lighter, his mind clearer. By the time he reached his cozy home, the moon was high, casting silver light over the quiet village. Like Elian, may you find in your own journey through the night a path lit by stars of hope and renewal. Let the calm of the forest soothe you, the strength of the old oak inspire you, and the peace of the village wrap around you like a soft blanket. Now, as our story ends, and the gentle pull of sleep grows stronger, surrender yourself to your dreams. Let them be kind, let them be sweet. Wishing you a peaceful sleep, where you awake refreshed, ready to walk the path with renewed spirit and a gentle heart. As we gently draw our time together to a close, I hope tonight's journey has brought you some solace and comfort. We've explored the emotional landscapes that follow a breakup, shared tools to ease the mind, journeyed through a guided meditation to calm our spirits, through the healing paths of Whisperwood. Each segment of tonight's episode was chosen to help guide you from the restlessness of a troubled heart to the serene embrace of a restful night. Remember that healing is not a race, nor is it a path walked the same by everyone. It unfolds in its own time and in its own way. If tonight's conversation and stories have resonated with you, I encourage you to revisit them whenever you feel the need. Whether it's through the soothing words of our meditation, the calming steps in Whisperwood, or simply talking about feelings and learning how to let them go, each can serve as a gentle reminder that you are not alone in your journey. As we say goodnight, allow the tranquility of this hour to envelop you. Let the quiet of the night hold you softly, and may you drift into dreams filled with hope and renewal. Thank you for inviting me into your night, for letting my voice be a part of your journey to sleep. Sleep well, knowing that each night comes with a chance to heal, to dream, and to be renewed. Until next time, good night.